Big Harp mit Waves, hier gehört auf 100,6 Flux FM. Und jetzt sind sie bei uns im Studio. Es ist ein sehr, sehr schönes Bild. Wenn man es jetzt sehen könnte, vielleicht macht unsere Sophie Euler noch ein Bild, ein Foto von unserem Besuch hier im Studio. Es sind vier Personen. Zum einen sind es Stephanie und Chris von Big Harp hier bei uns. Und ihre Kinder sind auch mit dabei, Hank und Twyla. Wir sind also zu fünft zurzeit im Studio. Herzlich willkommen, welcome in the studio and thanks for bringing your whole family, you two.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
How's it going here in Germany?
Great. Yeah, it's great. We're having a lot of fun, eating lots of chocolate.
Definitely. Ooh, you just did. I saw you unwrapping a surprise egg, Hank?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was in there?
How do I forget that?
Tuck into this.
Into the microphone.
How am I forgetting that?
Was there some Star Wars stuff in there or so? No.
I think it was... Oh, yeah, a popsicle thing.
A popsicle thing, okay. Was the chocolate okay?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good, okay. Also, Sie sagen gerade, Sie sind hier mit der ganzen Familie und essen viel Schokolade in Deutschland. You're here, Stephanie, as a family, but you just told me that it's basically also a family that you have here in Berlin with Ingo. Who's your promoter here in Germany, or?
Yeah, he's our tour manager.
Tour manager.
Yeah.
And it's not your first time that you've been here, you've been here before. And
right.
So, okay.
Yeah, this is our third time with Ingo as Big Harp. I also play in Good Life, so I've been over other times with other people. But this is our third time in about, our last time was about 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the kids have come every time. We just got really close with Ingo, and they just love I think Europe tours are your favorite tours, right? Better
they
than
are.
The U.S.? Yeah.
So how old are you now? Hank, how old are you?
Seven.
You're seven and Twyla?
5.5.
You're 5.5. Okay, well, that's a good age, I guess, for touring. Mm-hmm. I was actually reading an article about your family, and I thought, how cool is that? If you're a child touring with your family to music gigs, so I wish my parents would have done that, but something went wrong on the way. I don't know exactly when and what, but so, it's probably a different touring with a family than it is without, right?
I think so. Our scheduling, we have to leave a little bit more time for stops and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't want to, we try to get home as quick as we can after the shows.
Yeah, definitely.
We're not partying, per se.
No more partying, more drinking. So do they behave, mom and dad?
Do we behave?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes better, sometimes less. Okay, so let's talk about the music a little bit, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the reason why you're here. You're playing with The Good Life tonight at the Privatclub. And, of course, there's also a professional connection between The Good Life and Big Harp, because Stephanie has been a longtime member of The Good Life as well. Just for our understanding, is that going to be a gig where you two are together on stage, or are you playing one after the other?
One after the other.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. All right. So, and you've just... Well, it's not like brand new, the current album, but it came out a couple months ago, a few months mm-hmm. ago, last year.
Yeah, I believe it was like August. Yeah, late last year.
Almost September, I think. Mm-hmm.
Waveless, it's called. And maybe just for the people who are not completely, familiar with your history as a band, it's your third album, am I correct on that?
Yeah. Yep.
And if you listen through your music, it's actually surprising because you've gone through quite a development. You started out as a couple playing, I would call it relatively folky, country-esque,
absolutely.
Almost songs, rather quietly or, kind of laid back. Then it also got already with the second album a little bit more advanced in terms of, instrumentation and guitars. And now the third one, Waveless, is actually quite guitar-based, quite, quite straightforward, which I like very much. And the first two albums came out on Saddle Creek, not the third one anymore. What happened there?
You want me to take that one, or do you want to take that one?
You can talk about it if you want to.
The real thing is that us being a couple and living together, we just write really quickly. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard with labels to get things released right when you want them released. And for us, because our music does change and we like to play we like to play the songs that we had just recorded, we wanted to just put it out kind of ourselves. We put it out with our friend. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a self-release slash our friend helped us and put it out on a tape is okay. All we did.
It was also we were ready to go on tour, and we'd been kind of like dealing with like labels and like release schedules for a while, and everything had been sort of held up.
Mm-hmm.
And so this tour was happening, and we still hadn't released the album, so we just kind of decided like, let's just do this ourselves right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can start playing shows.
But you didn't found your own label for that. It's basically just you as a couple with the help of some friends.
It was, I mean, that it's out on a tape label. Our friend Ryan from The Good Life has a tape label. And we played a show in Portland. He's like, hey, let's make a tape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that sounds really fun. And then we were like, oh, well, this would be a great way to get our release out for this touring we have coming up. And so.
Yeah, well, it kind of makes sense in a way. I'm just going to translate this quickly.
Yes.
Also, ich sage halt, Sie haben drei Alben schon rausgebracht. Das erste von 2011, glaube ich, war es Whitehead, war das Debütalbum. Das erschien damals noch auf Saddle Creek, das legendäre Omaha-Label. Das war so ein bisschen low-key, folky, bisschen in die Country-Richtung, sehr zurückgehalten. Das zweite dann, Chain Letters, das auch noch auf Saddle Creek erschienen, war dann schon ein bisschen mehr energetisch, ein bisschen mehr instrumentiert. Und das dritte jetzt, das im August letzten Jahres rauskam, nämlich Waveless, ist schon sehr, sehr, sehr gitarrenlastig. Und das haben die beiden selbst rausgebracht, auf einem Tape quasi mit einem Freund zusammen, mit Ryan von The Good Life, weil eben eine Tour anstand und weil sie die Zeit gar nicht gehabt hätten, dieses Album jetzt eben noch vorzubereiten, noch zu promoten, das dann irgendwie auf einem Label unterzukriegen. Deswegen hat man gesagt, okay, wir machen jetzt eine eher kleine Geschichte draus. It's kind of almost a little bit sad or a pity, because I thought, I was listening through Waveless and I thought it's perfect for the Saddle Creek catalog, actually. I mean, it would be a perfect Saddle Creek album. But anyway, let's not talk about this anymore. There is still a big connection between Omaha and The Good Life, of course, through The Good Life. But you guys live actually in L.A., in Los Angeles, and you're still playing music in Omaha.
I mean, when we tour through there on tours, but we're not specifically going there. But we, I'm from Los Angeles, so we moved back there and...
Mm-hmm.
And we play much more in L.A. now, because that's where we are. And I mean, the Omaha shows are great when we're there, because it is like friends and family.
Okay, probably. But you do basically your rehearsals and whatever you have to do also for The Good Life, or so you do it via Skype?
That's a good idea. That? We usually, like for this tour, we practiced in Copenhagen. One day. And
why not?
Yeah, why not? And... I guess when we were writing the record, we practiced in LA some of it. We just practiced wherever we start out the tour, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So how did you prepare for that third album? When was the decision made that you're going to do a much more energetic, guitar-based, strong album?
I don't think we ever make decisions and then write music to fit the decision. I think we just kind of have fun and play around and like whatever's happening, whatever seems fun to do, we just kind of, that kind of makes the decision. So I think for us, we like so many different kinds of music that, and after we make something, it's kind of like, well, do we want to write 12 more songs like that again, or do we want to do something else, or what seems fun to do now? So I think we kind of think of it as like
separate art projects, like each one's its own thing, you know?
All the albums are kind of separate projects for us.
And is it a relatively short-term process? It almost sounds like it.
Yeah, it's really quick. Yeah. It's a very quick process. All of them have been very quick.
I think most of our like writing and stuff is all very like based on instinct, and we don't really like think too much about what we're going to do. We just kind of do things and then try to sort out the pieces.
Mm. Has it always been like this, or is it due to family life?
Hard to say, because our family life started when we met right away. Okay. So that's the only process together we know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we never played music together without having kids and being married.
Well,
it was
interesting. So when are you guys starting to do background singing, Twyla and Hank?
When did I start?
Well, what are you playing now? What instrument?
Piano and drums.
Ooh.
And what are you going to start playing when you get home, Twyla?
I'm going to start playing violin.
Wow. Violin. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So you can basically do your whole family band.
That's
right. Piano, you have a drummer. I mean, you don't have your drummer with you today.
He just walked in. I saw him.
He just walked in?
Yep, I just saw.
Does he want to join, or is he okay out there?
Either way.
He's with his back towards us. But anyway, so Hank can basically do the drums now. If you want to play a song now, Twilight probably doesn't have her violin now with her. But she could pretend.
Maybe he'll air drum. How's that sound?
Air drum sounds good. All right. So you guys have, of course, prepared a song. You want to sing one song live. You're a little bit sick, both of you.
Yes.
But it's going to be okay. You're going to be all right.
We might have a crack here and there. It'll be character. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll all forgive us.
Okay. Also, the big harp. Nicht the, sondern einfach nur big harp or without the. Big Harp hier bei uns, Chris und Stephanie und natürlich auch Hank und Twyla noch. Which song are we going to hear?
We're going to play Numbers.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Ready?
Ready. Thank you so much, Big Harp, mit Numbers, yeah, and the perfect air drummer, of course, Hank. It was very subtle, I have to say.
Very subtle.
It was perfect. So, Twyla and Hank, do you actually also sing with your parents at home? Do you spend a lot of time with music?
I don't remember singing.
I do play piano. You sing a lot around the house.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm. So is there also like an afternoon when mom and dad saying like, okay, kids, let's go down to the basement. We're going to put up our, I don't know, air drum set and the air piano. Let's play a song or something like that.
You know, we haven't done that so much. They're so busy now that they're in school.
Mm. Okay.
Also, makes them so busy, right?
And also most of that time I'm playing piano or drums.
He plays a lot of piano.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're a big music soul as well. Hank.
Yes, he's always playing piano.
We're going to be watching you.
Yeah.
We're going to be watching you. Okay, so but how long is this going to last? This whole family touring, traveling, music, making music together life?
Well, I mean, we'll make music together forever. Mm. It's not something we can turn off, I don't think. Touring, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
That's yet to be seen.
Yeah, due to school and stuff like that.
Yeah, we have their homework with. They do it. We've been doing their homework on the road. And
right, you can do homeschooling. So
yeah, well, and their school lets them go and gives us their work. And then they go back to school when we're home.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Perfect. So when you're in LA, are you connected to the local music scene there as well? Are you playing, are you jamming a lot with musicians, friends?
We play shows with people for sure. And we've been meeting some new bands from out there that weren't connected, because yeah, most of our connections for sure were through Saddle Creek before.
I can imagine.
Because I lived in Omaha for years and years as well.
Uh-huh.
But definitely playing out a lot more in LA with meeting some fun new musician friends out there. Yeah.
And do you still have to do a daytime job besides being parents and musicians?
Chris does a sort of job at home.
Yeah, I work like selling like records online,
yeah.
Kind of like yeah. Used records and
that's
stuff.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you were.
Right. I wasn't quite sure.
You weren't quite sure.
Yeah.
What Dad is doing on the computer?
Well, I didn't know his job. If his job was exactly that.
Okay, so there was some suspicion apparently going on. What is Dad
what
doing there on the computer?
Do?
Also, ich habe gerade gesagt, Sie sind natürlich jetzt als Familie auf Tour, aber das geht eben auch nicht immer, ist klar. Aber Sie haben auf alle Fälle Hausaufgaben auch für die Kids mit dabei. Spielen zu Hause gar nicht so viel Musik unbedingt, auch wenn Hank natürlich ein super Luftschlagzeuger ist und auch Piano spielt und Twyla mit Geige demnächst anfängt, mit Violine demnächst anfängt. Aber ansonsten sind Sie natürlich, versuchen Sie das Leben jetzt, solange es noch geht, so durchzuziehen, können das natürlich auch nicht so einfach abschalten und sind in L.A. zum Beispiel auch mit vielen Musikern immer zusammen und spielen dort Gigs auf der Bühne natürlich auch. Ja, und nebenbei verkauft Chris auch übers Internet noch so ein paar Platten, wo sein Sohn Hank jetzt auch gerade mal so, ich wusste gar nicht, was er die ganze Zeit am Computer macht. Ich habe mich schon gewundert. So, okay, guys, thank you very much for being here. I think Tim is also, is he here already? He's not here.
Not
Tim
yet.
Kasher from The Good Life, but he might come later. Let's see. You're definitely going to be together in one location tonight.
Absolutely.
Which is Privatclub. Und wir haben jetzt natürlich noch Tickets für den Gig heute Abend von The Good Life und Big Harp im Privatclub. Ein Konzert, was ihr auf keinen Fall verpassen solltet. Das wird eine ziemlich großartige Nummer. Is there another support act? I heard...
yes, Miwi, La Lupa.
Miwi, right? Mm-hmm. Which is also supposed to be great, I heard.
Yeah, he's
so
great.
It's a three-pack. Basically.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, Miwi gleich noch im Vorprogramm und wer jetzt anrufen will oder wer ein Ticket haben will, ruft an 030-2000-9000. Thank you so much for being here, guys.
Thank you for having me.
See you soon again.
Yeah.
And then we're going to check your knowledge in math, in violin playing, in air drumming and in Star Wars figures in terms of surprise eggs or something like this. I don't know. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Waveless heißt das aktuelle Album von Big Harp. Hört rein, das ist eine fantastische Platte geworden und wir hören jetzt noch ein Stück daraus, nämlich Opera Lights von Big Harp.